Bernard to Montreal. Preparatory Communication Number 80. Survivors and Instruction. The Psychological Preparation of Man, as proposed by the instruction, is not a simple way of becoming self-aware. It goes much further in time, because it will eventually show man how to protect himself from the disintegrating forces of the last human civilization as we know it. These forces cannot be stopped in their mechanicity and involutive nature. They are far too strong and far too widespread on Earth. Evil never gets better. It always gets worse. The long-term goal of the instruction is to prepare a number of people, across nations, to fully understand the quality of life that prevails today on the globe. And to realize that this life will one day reach its peak, and that it is in their personal interest to free themselves as soon as possible psychologically, so as not to be trapped in the events that will announce the end of the cycle we are experiencing. When a cycle comes to an end, men never understand why. The reason for it. For they are blinded by the same forces that lead the world and men by the nose, despite themselves. And at the end of each cycle, the phenomenon is always the same. We find survivors who are rebuilding again on a new basis, a new civilization. But this end of the cycle will be different from the old end times, because the conscious man, or the survivor, will be in the intelligence of events. He will be able to perfectly understand the events because he will have been psychologically prepared to recognize the signs, in order to be better able to protect himself and be protected. When we speak of protection, we mean that the conscious man, the survivor, as I will name him in this monologue, will be aware to a very high degree of a form of telepathy between him and the new forces that will take control of the future evolution of the Earth, from an energy plane to which he will have access. So, differently and contrary to the past, the survivor will be present and in the presence of new, intelligent forces that will bathe the new Earth in their light, their intelligence. Through past cycles, man's eyes were powerless, because they were still too ignorant to understand or be able to understand the subtleties of power. But tomorrow, the transmuted men, or rather the transmuted man, the survivor, will no longer have anything to learn from these intelligences, because he himself will be united to them in intelligence. So the problem of the gods who come to save humanity will no longer be, because the survivors will be able to recognize that beyond matter, They too are of the same intelligence that governs. The survivor will no longer be oppressed by his senses and emotions in the face of reality. For he will have long understood that the spirit hovers above the matter of man. And that the spirit of man is as powerful as the spirit of the gods. For the past gods were the man of tomorrow. The survivor will be able to recognize this, because the instruction will have made him realize that the end of the cycle of the fifth race is the beginning of the cycle of the sixth, and that the survivor who is part of the sixth is no longer governed by the laws of involution. So he is then free and able to assume himself on the material level the role that, in the past, had been assumed by other intelligences, whereas he had to continue his evolution to reach the same stage. The spirit of man, the spirit of the survivor in the matter, must be free for the survivor to recognize himself as a superior being. As long as he has not been liberated, he cannot realize it, because he is prey to his senses which dominate his intelligence and make him a prisoner of matter. The spirit of the survivor will be released when the survivor has completed the development of his luminous double, necessary for his spirit to descend into matter like the old gods. Instruction in all its aspects leads to this end, the most important and imposing end that man has ever lived. The survivor, during his last mile, will recognize that the end of the cycle is not for him a suffering, because his higher consciousness will protect him from the fear of moral or physical suffering, because the double in him will be more powerful than his senses. The survivor, as long as he is fed by his double, cannot run material risks, because all his consciousness will be fixed by the power of the double on his senses, from where he will hold the key to his physical and moral security. The end of the cycle is inevitable, and so are the events that will announce it. The survivor will know and understand it more, because he will have more relationship with his double, and from this relationship he will derive the knowledge necessary to rise above the planetary condition. The man of tomorrow will communicate with intelligences who, in the past, had been gods to him, because he himself was ignorant in matter. His ignorance required that he be protected from knowledge, because in order to know, man had to evolve on the mental plane. The survivor will have perfected this evolution of the higher mind, and only for this reason will he be freed from the veil that has always hidden the faces of those who govern. The survivor and those who govern are one. And the unitary consciousness realized by these men will mark the end of the government as we have known it, so that it may be replaced by a world government governed by the luminous double of the new man. The survivor will be the master of tomorrow. He will be the authority on Earth. because it is from him that the future material world government will hold the keys to evolution and social organization all over the globe. It is difficult for man to contemplate such a future, because man lives by memory, and from this memory he is always a prisoner. But it remains to be said that the end of the cycle will be devastating enough for the planetary shock to occur, so that the minds of the masses can be opened to a new reality. The fifth race as we know it today will no longer be when the luminous double has taken control of evolution. Because unlike the material body, the double is indestructible. So the double can never be attacked by human unconsciousness at any level. The luminous double of the survivors will be the invisible government of the new Earth. If the survivors are few, this does not mean that the Earth will be destroyed by fire completely. This simply means that only a small number, relatively speaking if we look at the population of the globe, will have power over matter. And it is this small number that will lead evolution and give a new direction to humanity. The preparation of the survivor has already begun on the globe. And the next few years will be increasingly indicative that many men, women and children have the vibrational qualities necessary for the development of the double light. Survivors are not on the globe by chance. Life is far too intelligent in its organization for chance to exist. Chance is a conception of man that is born of his ignorance, his vanity. Since there is no such thing as chance, the survivors will recognize themselves in the coming years. They will feel an affinity between them, and this affinity will be more and more pronounced according to the development of the double. When the double is advanced in its development, these men and women will be able to communicate and understand each other with great ease. From this understanding will come the sixth race. For when the time comes for the execution of the double on matter, these survivors will already have become aware of their future role on a new but devastated Earth. The survivors, after the cycle, will no longer remember the human atrocities that ended the fifth race, because their consciousness will be too high. But before their memory is totally erased, they will suffer the reflections, and it is these reflections that will cause them some suffering, because memory binds man to feelings. And it is the feelings that delay the power of the double over the material, because feelings are an inferior form of love. And the survivor will only be able to live from a vibration superior to the human consciousness of modern man so as not to suffer. Those who have developed the luminous double will no longer be able to harm themselves. That is, They will no longer be able to live on the scale of involution. They will be pressed by the double and its energy and will live on this energy. Survivors will not have to worry about the daily functions of today's man, such as the constant search for food, shelter, clothing and so on. Because the double will provide them with the energy necessary to maintain the material body according to the laws of the ether. Survivors will be able to penetrate their double consciousness at will and be self-sufficient. Living conditions, then, will be totally under the control of superhuman forces. When a planet reaches a stage where its inhabitants, or a part of it, are about to undergo mutation, the consciousness of the planet changes, so that the relationship between those who have reached a higher stage of evolution and others intensifies. And it is from this closer relationship between evolved man and the masses at large that subraces or new branches of culture from a new tree, from a root race, must be born. When we talk about survivors, it is good to realize that we are not talking about survivors in the common sense of the word. We mean those beings who, because of their level of consciousness, are no longer conditioned by the lower planetary forces. These beings represent the ultimate stage of evolution until now and no longer see themselves as social consciousness as we know it. These beings are untouchable, they are beyond the material and its power over the mortal. Survivors will only recognize their condition as they become aware of their duplicate. It is the power of the double on their senses that will make them aware of their possible reality. The survivor, eventually, will no longer have any physical contact with the human being of the fifth race who escaped the planetary disaster. He will be totally free, so he will no longer have to submit to lower living conditions than those he needs. Able to use the energy of the double light at will, it will be able to stay somewhere in the world, protected from what remains after the final fall of civilization. Completely isolated from the men of the remaining Earth, he will work for reconstruction, using the enormous new knowledge to which he will have access, and this knowledge will create new living conditions for peoples and nations impoverished by destruction and blind unconsciousness. The survivor will protect the earth and men, but he will no longer lose energy, because he will be able to use his double to travel here and there, and make his intentions known. Men will know how to recognize them. They will have no choice but to recognize the new will and intelligence of these beings who will have, the first, realized that the forces of life start from the invisible and descend into matter for good or evil. for man to choose. The survivor will be aware of his scientific role on Earth. Because his vision will be total, the veil will no longer cover his sight and the power will be in him. So he will be able to operate with complete certainty and peace of mind in order to relieve man from his defeat. Instruction is only one of many efforts that will allow a number of people to fully understand the unreality of modern life, so as not to fall into its illusions that affect not only the masses in general, but the individual in particular. It is the individual who is cosmically important and not the mass. Because it is the individual who can eventually use the energy of the double and not the mass. After the cycle, the human masses will gradually become conscious. And over the centuries, this consciousness will grow, and civilization will become larger and larger and more perfect. But man will have to recognize that knowledge of things is linked to his close relationship with the luminous double. Science will be very advanced and scientists will be admired as philosophers had been in the past. But the new science will no longer be under the control of the astral forces. It will be under the control of the forces of intelligence. And as long as power has not been overthrown, science will flourish and man will create wonders. The survivor will be the beginning of this great new cycle. He will be the link between the visible and the invisible. He will have a perfect understanding of science and will be able to understand the human myth in all its aspects. And he will recognize that man, in the past, was a manipulated being, and that this manipulation was necessary because he had to become aware of himself before he could take the power of light in his hands and build. Man had to believe that he was a creature before he could realize that he is a god, like those who came to him in the antiquity. Instruction is a rule for measuring the possible relationship between the ego and its double. This science of the spirit aims to make man aware of who he is, and not to spiritualize him for the benefit, once again, of the astral forces in him. Instruction cannot be easy, because it must serve to tear apart what the ego cannot tear apart by itself. It must decipher what has never been deciphered. It must kill in man the impression he has of reality, so that he becomes real. That is to say, intelligent in his will and voluntary in his intelligence. Without these two totally active principles in him, he cannot survive. He can survive the disaster materially, mutilated, but death would then be more expensive than life. For him to survive in the sense of the power of the double on matter, he can no longer be limited in his intelligence or will. The two aspects must be perfectly harmonized. That is why few are elected, although many are called. The survivor will know the secrets of matter, so that he will be able to protect himself from radioactivity and other waste that will occur on the globe. Following the exchange between the great powers, his total knowledge will give him total protection because the energy of the double will be his power over matter. And as the luminous double will be the link, the place of his spirit, the man, the ego, will be perfectly balanced on all levels that constitute the real man. So he will only have to exercise his will so that matter in all its forms will obey him. But matter cannot obey man until he has been transformed, transmuted, because matter has its own consciousness and only a higher consciousness can control it. And since the survivor will be equal in intelligence and will, both principles will serve to perfectly channel the spirit's energy on the material plane. It is important that the survivor be equal in intelligence and will, for these two forces are part of the power of the spirit, and if one is greater than the other, it must be balanced with the latter. The survivor, in his consciousness, will realize the equality of his intelligence and will, and it is this realization that will make him formidable, for this equality will serve as a command bridge between the double and the ego. And this command bridge will be the measure of man's power on Earth. Obviously, the survivors will not have the same degree of consciousness, therefore of power, but they will all have power, that is, access to those inner forces within them that will serve them on the scale of their new life. As, in the past, the intellect served on the scale of the old life. The survivor, until the earth is renewed, will live in an enclosure, that is, in a chosen place that will protect and rest him. And it will also be a sanctuary for new science that will eventually be disseminated around the world as reconstruction progresses. This sanctuary will be inhabited by the men of the earth and by other men who came from elsewhere to help the survivors rebuild the dead civilization. These beings will be the new friends of humanity. They will help man, and man will get along perfectly with them, but will not be dominated by them, because transmutation will have universalized the mental vibration in the survivor. The exchange between these men and the earth will be so harmonious that it will not take long for the earth to be invited to visit their own world to appreciate their civilization. The survivor will be recognized by his vibration and not by any psychological or spiritual attitude. The beings who already move in the ether notice their future friends, and when the time comes, contact will be established without noise and without fanfare. The survivor will protect those who will be in danger of extinction because of the great damage caused by the effects of the great conflict. But the choice will be dictated by a superior intelligence that will cover all aspects of the world's life. Those who have been protected by the survivors will be led to live in a place that will also allow them to recover from the effects of the conflict. These beings will be brought back to a state of mental and physical health and will eventually be able to continue their lives until death reminds them. But they will have benefited from the life that the survivors brought them for some time. The generations that will come after the conflict will testify to the power of those who have been true friends to them. The earth will gradually renew itself, but at a sufficiently rapid pace, so that 2 or 3 generations will be necessary for humanity to feel, once again, that everything is recovering to new and that nothing is lost. The survivor's consciousness will be totally the product of the link between the ego and the double. So the survivor will no longer have subjectivity. He will be totally objective and capable of a myriad of exploits that would overthrow today's man, because the energy of the double will be at his entire disposal. The balance between him and his fellow human beings will be such that it will not take long for people at large to talk about an invisible and global government on Earth. Although the survivors are gathered in the same place on the globe, some will want to live near major centers or in the suburbs, in order to open communication between the masses and the decision-making center of the new root race. Old cities will be elevated to the rank of major industrial centers and peoples will see that a powerful hand rules humanity. Men will no longer have to worry about food and vital functions, because the new social organization will provide man with the necessary means to ensure that life is no longer an everyday problem. But the man of the earth will see that the ancient words of those who had seen without understanding were right, although veiled. The purpose of instruction is not to convince, but to make people understand. It is not to be recognized, but to be known. And from there it will be fine and men, some of them, will understand it and later realize it. As long as the survivor has not been marked in the forehead, as long as he is not intelligent, he will not be able to perfectly realize the reality of instruction, because instruction and survival go hand in hand. And man must realize it from experience. As long as we talk about the future of the survivor, we are calling for our deepest desires. But reality is above our desires. It is an integral part of our intelligence. In other words, man, the survivor, possesses the intelligence of reality and the reality of intelligence. For the survivor, or the one who is marked, to be able to go beyond the limits of man, the science of spirit, the science of life, must be sufficiently advanced in him, for tomorrow he will depend only on what he knows in his mind. And this plan is not always clear to the ego, which is why the latter can easily lose contact with himself. If he has not become accustomed during the transition to power of the double over him, the survivor will conquer the earth and all its obstacles and subject the material to his will. Therefore, the new cycle will have new sources of energy, which cannot be achieved today, energies that are totally secure and which cannot put man or his planet in danger. But these forces will be the product of man's superior intelligence, and not the product of his intellect and lust. No region of the world will have a monopoly on anything. In order to eliminate the game of political power within which the masses are powerless. As long as the survivor brings knowledge to man, civilization will grow and man will be able to live on Earth again. But he will no longer live to defend what he has, but to exchange. The instruction that is in the world today will awaken the consciousness of those who must, at the end of the cycle, act as an intermediary between man or the remaining mass, and the invisible government. It is useless for man to try to imagine how this will be done, because the world plan of the evolution of the root race will coincide with the conquest of matter. And when matter is totally conquered, the human being is a superman. Nothing can then delay the descent of the invisible government to Earth. And when a planet is perfectly governed, time is not far off for the descent into matter of those intelligences which, for the ignorant man, have always been considered divine and magical. But the survivor will understand the new government of the planet, and will eventually be able to make the relationship between the cosmos and the Earth known to the world. And when the Earth understands this, it will in turn become a center of creative and beneficial influence for the rest of the invisible community. The survivor will see in the invisible, as he sees in the material today, and his vision will be connected with the mysteries of life, so that he will be perfectly conscious of life, and at the same time, because of this consciousness, can do nothing other than be creative and magical. The survivor will have nothing to learn, for he will have the power of the double. But he will always be able to see that life in all its forms is ultimately perfect. It only has to become more so, that is, to evolve, to perfect itself, to change, in order to transform itself later in the light of the creative will and intelligence of the superhuman. The survivor will be Superman. He will no longer have the psychological characteristics of today's man, because the mutation will have transformed his astral body. But he may realize that new life is not underpinned by anything other than its presence on Earth. He will then understand his image and will live only on that image. Shaped to the measure of the power of the double and the intelligence of the ego. The survivor will not have to worry about the living conditions of his children, because those who will have to have their children with them will have them. The imposing reality of the phenomenon of the occult survival of mankind resolves the question of education. Children will grow up in the shadow of their parents until the day they can adjust themselves to their own vibration. Survival, shortly after the end of the cycle, will be more or less painful, depending on whether the survivors are more or less evolved. That is, more or less conscious in their luminous double. It should be noted that the power of the double will be the security of the ego. So as long as the double has not stopped interfering with the ego for the development of its forces, man will be subject to a kind of inner suffering in order to adjust its subtle bodies. That is why it is important for the survivor to understand that the everyday life they lead today will be their experience. Instruction opens up for man his dialogue with the invisible, with the simple aim of exposing to man his true face that he cannot look at because of his emotions. And yet we know very well that instruction is not to the earth, but ether. And yet, it takes some time to recognize this. When man has recognized, understood, grasped that instruction is ether and not earth, he will begin to realize himself as a survivor. But as long as he has the instruction or sees it as coming from the earth, he will not be able to feel that he is one of those who must survive. Because his thought will be too heavy in memory and too little lightened by the light of the intelligence of the double. One can only survive if one is aware of the reality of the phenomenon of survival, which is the link between the double and the physical matter of man. For man to become aware that he is a survivor in the occult sense of the term, he must have gone beyond the limits of subjective thought to enter into the objective consciousness of his intelligence. Instruction is the tool by excellence to force the ego to recognize a reality that underlies the future of man, the survivor. The survivor is not the product of chance. He is the product of the power of the double on matter. The survivor is a mutant in the etheric sense of the word, not in the scientific sense of the word. The survivor is the result of the profound psychological transformation of man in order to make him sensitive to the energy of his double, and in order to make him sensitive to the power of the double. Man must recognize the energy of the double before he knows its power, for he must become conscious before applying his consciousness. Instruction, as given to man today, allows him to recognize the difference between his former consciousness and his new consciousness. His new consciousness makes him aware of the delay mechanisms of the old consciousness. And it is this observation that gradually makes him more and more capable of exorcising the astral consciousness that has banished man from the ether. The survivor will no longer wonder about the nature of life. He will only apply its laws. From there, the great science that will cover the earth and make the new civilization a jewel. Instruction and the new race go hand in hand. Where does it define itself in relation to the new race? This cannot be explained yet, as other aspects of world instruction will become known over time. But instruction, as it is given today, will reach the limits of the earth in one form or another. It is not its form that counts or the time according to which it is proposed to man, but its vibration. Those who can enjoy it today, in its present form, and those who will enjoy it in another form tomorrow, will simply be part of different layers of human consciousness that will one day meet on the same plane of etheric consciousness. What matters to man is to survive the planetary shock etherically. Whatever form of instruction opens the door to this survival, the same goal must be achieved. The survivor represents in its eventuality the prototype of the new civilization, the new race. This being can only be recognized to the extent of his power over matter, and not according to his philosophical or spiritual or psychological attitude towards instruction. World instruction belongs to no one, neither to those who listen nor to those who give it. It is in the world, and the world will recognize it, and the world will change individually. One day, man will discover that behind the instruction lies the science that will illuminate the next 2 millennia, because it is born of ether and not of human thought. His coldness and intransigence in the face of the astral will change the currents of life in man and make him superior to the one who thinks. Survivor and instruction are one. It is still too early to throw more light on this relationship, but time and events in the world will confirm that the new transformed human society will be born from the relationship between global instruction and the individual. Planetary consciousness cannot be torn apart by any other means. Because man still has too much memory to be able to orient himself, it must be projected out of the orbit of its subjective memory and mechanisms to become aware of its creative intelligence and will, which are the first attributes realized by man in matter before its passage through the ether. The survivor will be increasingly recognized in the world, as more and more individuals around the world will have to meet with him or her to recognize that he or she is also a carrier of the instruction. The survivor comes after the training, and the training spreads with him according to his form and time. It brings to man what is not known, What is not thought? What is not material thought? But pure creative thought coming from the ether of man. Few people care for the earth as they must, because the cycle of death is not complete. When the life cycle is established, the survivor will take charge, because the earth's axis will no longer disturb his creative activity. Now that the new order will be established according to this new position of the earth in the planetary ether, the perfect realization by man, who is slowly moving towards the survival of the importance of the instruction, with regard to the change of his consciousness, will benefit him in the sense that man will eventually have to equalize the power of his creative intelligence against the power of his astralized intellect, the power of his creative will against the power of his subjective will fed by the body of desire. And when man has equalized these powers, when man has equalized the forces within him, which deal not with the future reality of man, but with the psychological condition of his emotions and intellect today, he can easily begin to understand and realize that he is one of those who must survive, that he is one of those, in very small numbers, who must one day use the power of the double on matter in order to raise humanity from its planetary situation created by the unconsciousness of men and created by the power of the astral on human consciousness. So the survivor is very important over time. The survivor is so important in time that one day, when he is realized in this life, when he has realized his role as a survivor, he will see that there is equality between the one who survives tomorrow etherically and the power of cosmic science on Earth.